Good evening, and here's the news. The territory's COVID mass vaccination is now being planned for the first three Wednesdays of December, and the primary targets are the schools and villages. The government and private sector will not shut down. The majority of the vaccine sites will be set up at schools and church halls in areas that village mayors have identified would be easily accessible by residents. The dates for the mass vaccination drive are Wednesday, December 1st for the Central District, Ituaotu, Aitulangi; Wednesday, December 8th for the Western District, Tualauta to Alatawa; and Wednesday, December 15th for the Eastern District, Waifanua to Maputasi. A $100 cash incentive will be offered, but the only ones eligible are those getting the first or second shots. Those receiving the booster shots and ASG employees are not eligible. The new plan, which was revealed during a meeting of the COVID Task Force Monday, was presented to the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, President of the Senate and Speaker of the House yesterday. It takes into account concerns raised by the private sector and input from Task Force members, particularly the Department of Education, Office of Samoan Affairs and lawmakers. Dr. Francine Amoa, who heads the vaccination campaign effort, said the COVID vaccination coverage areas show that more attention is needed in the central districts, where schools with high enrollment are. She said what we're going to do is hit the schools week by week, invite parents to the schools, have them come in and sign their child's consent form there, and be with their child when the child gets the vaccine. We want to tackle the schools before they break for the holidays, said Dr. Amoa. A total of 10 vaccination sites will be open in each district. While village mayors have identified vaccination sites for their villages, individuals or family members who live nearby a school where a vaccination site is established can also get the shot at that school. We'll have more details in our news tomorrow. There's been no official announcement from the Governor's office, but residents of the hillside area of Pangopango, known as Happy Valley or Siautapini, have seen the Governor a few times recently on land that is rumoured to be the new location of the Territorial Correctional Facility. The large acreage belongs to the Mangeo family, whose sao is Reverend Patolo Mangeo, a member of Governor Lemanu Piletimonga's staff. When it was first made known that the Territorial Correctional Facility was going to be relocated from Tafuna, we have asked several times where the facility will be moved to, but there's been no response. Mangeo family members living in the Siautapini area have reported seeing ASG vehicles going to the site, and they've also heard talk that the governor was considering building a new TCF on the Mangeo family acreage. KHD News has been informed that some members of the Mangeo family has circulated a petition among themselves to request the governor not to go ahead with such a plan. A Mangeo family member said their families have lived in the area for generations and the communal living will be disturbed if a prison is built there. The group does not represent nor speak on behalf of the entire Mangeo clan. However, they've taken up their right afforded in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution to petition the governor and ASG to reconsider building a prison in Happy Valley. The family member went on to say, although the Mangeo family owns the land, the village council, the people of Pangopango and perhaps the Maputasi district should have a say in this matter. The Mangeo family is part of a community. It's part of the Afioangol Maputasi, and an imposing project as such may not sit well with the village, said the family member. Another concern is the environmental impact of a major construction project on the hillside of Pangopango. The family member asked, has ASG assessed the impact of the project on indigenous species and forestry and issues such as landslides and soil erosion? The concerned family member said they believe the EPA and other government agencies must look into this project to make sure local and federal laws protecting the environment are enforced. The group is also writing a letter to the Pangopango Village Council to rally its support. A major event for Alzheimer's Awareness Month takes place tomorrow at Tuingaula Latuwasa. It's a marathon and memory walk, and there'll also be a booster bingo and other fun activities. The marathon will have teams of four competing, and everyone will win a turkey. Eleanor Lutu-McMoore of the Agency for Better Living Endeavors said this will bring together all their partners to celebrate the end of a successful Alzheimer's Awareness Month and also celebrate Thanksgiving.
And we invite everyone, all of you, please come out. Join us tomorrow at Tu'utule. The registration starts from 11, and the race will, or the the relay, the run will start at 3 to 4. And the details is you can register online on our Facebook page, Able. It's a team. It's going to be a relay. And of course, you get a turkey at the end. Those are our prizes.
Tafata Pola of USAID says a booster bingo will be held at the Utule Fale from 1 to 3 p.m.
We're actually asking anybody who already got their booster shot, and if you have not done so, you can go to EOB and get your booster shot done, and then come on over to the beach, and we're going to have booster bingo going on. So if you're able, come on over and booster bingo with us from 1 to 3. We'll give you free bingo cards. You can go home with the markers.
In Apia, the Samoa Ministry of Commerce, Industry and Labor is investigating reported price hikes after the COVID-19 pandemic delayed shipping, causing shortage of goods. Two major wholesalers, Chen Mao and Frankie's, have both reported a shortage of rice, but Aliki recently had a shipment of rice arrive and have supplied retailers. Samoa Observer reports that some shops with remaining quantities of rice available have been accused of jacking up their prices in response to the shortage. MCIL Chief Executive Officer Pulotu Lyndon Chuling said, "The ministry is currently undertaking an inspection into reports of the price increases. However," he said, "there was no particular law forbidding the raising of prices in response to a shortage of goods," and pointed to the Competition and Consumer Act of 2016. He said companies are encouraged not to raise prices, and a public notice has been published to warn against price hikes. And that's the news.